This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricciuti.
This edition of Drive Time has us taking a ride in one of the top bang for the buck cars out there today, the Kia Optima. All new for 2011, Kia's midsize entry brings a lot to the table. First up, styling. Kia breaks the dowdy midsize car mold in a big way with its chiseled lines and Euro look. Big head and tail lights that wrap around give the Optima a lighter look, while a Kia smiling grille greets you at the front end. Door openings are spacious and give you a lot of room to get in and out. Once you're inside the Optima, the seats are comfortable, not the best in the class, but they are heated and air-conditioned, and that vaults them to the top of my list on a hot summer day. Dash and controls are well laid out. The hybrid version has eco gauges and an energy use screen that tells how and where your power is being used. Back seat is plenty roomy, and trunk space is deeper than you might think by looking at it. The nav system with Bluetooth comes with a backup camera, and visibility from the inside is good. Now, Kia gives you choices when it comes to power. You got the standard Kia power plant that cranks out 200 horses, adequate. The turbo version with 274 horsepower checks in at 0 to 60 in a hair under 6.5 seconds, putting a little bang under the hood. And of course, the hybrid gives you a sense of greenness, allowing you to operate in electric-only mode under light conditions up to 62 miles per hour, while also giving you a nice bump of freeway power from the 2.4-liter gas engine when you need to call on it. Base models have a 6-speed stick. Everyone else gets the 6-speed automatic that handles the engine groups quite nicely. With more than adequate kickdown for passing, the tranny can also be shifted manually. Electric power steering gives you a nice feel of the road, and the Optima is a very nice handling car, absorbing the bumps of Western Pennsylvania roads, but not losing the connection with those roads. The hybrid version I just drove with the technology package sticking at $32,250, about as loaded as you can get. The turbo around $24K, and the standard, a bargain, starting at $19,200. Gas mileage hits 40 highway for the hybrid, 24 city, 35 highway for the base vehicle. Look, Kia got this one right. It's a stylish, eye-catching car loaded with options that keeps you interested while driving it. It says the family ride can be fun, and it doesn't have to look like everything else out there. It can also be what you need it to be. The greenie on your block gets the hybrid, while Speed Racer can get their kicks with the turbo. Something for everybody in a solid entry in the crowded midsize car corral. Now, if I could only get this thing in all-wheel drive. Listen to my Drive Time daily weekdays on News Radio 1020 KDKA, and of course my reviews are all on kdkaradio.com/drivetime. That's Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricciuti, News Radio 1020 KDKA.